Whenever we have passages like the ones that we have in today's readings, I just feel a little disconnected. All the three readings, in some way, talk about an out-of-the-world experience for Daniel in the first reading. Peter talks about the transfiguration in the second reading, and the actual transfiguration experience in the gospel reading. So I'm sitting, trying to figure out what is the church saying to us? What are the readings saying to us when all these three readings are so out of this world, out of the realm of my experience? I'm not saying that I doubt any of these experiences. Don't get me wrong. I'm merely saying that it's not mine. And so for me to find the connection is just a little harder. See, all I'm left with is a piece of bread and wine in my hands. And it takes everything in me to believe that the God who I hold is the same God that appeared to Daniel or to the apostles. Often I go to hospitals and I lay my hands on people and I anoint them with oil. I believe it takes me everything in me to believe that God is listening to my prayer. All I've got is my quiet time with God, and it takes everything in me some days to believe that there's somebody on the other side. So the disconnect between how we experience God and how today's scripture talks up, that's the disconnection I'm talking about. Now, each of these three readings, as I said, describe an awesome revelation of God. Not just ordinary, it's just mind-blowing revelation of God. What shall we make of these readings? What is the church saying to us in these readings? So let me share that in three points. So here's my first point. Last week, at one of the weekday masses, I said something like this. I said, just sometimes we have to stop trying to be the good guy. Just sometimes stop. Now, I was not saying try to be the bad guy. That's not what I was saying. I was not even saying that we should not focus on ourselves, because God has created us. Who we are is something marvelous and wonderful. I'm not saying that we should not focus on this. I think what I was saying was that even when we try to be the good person, the good guy, the focus is all on us, right? See, I was a good guy today. The focus is still on me. I prayed today. I did good today. The focus is on me. And sometimes I'm just saying we have to stop trying to be the good guy. I think the point I was trying to make was that sometimes we have to simply stand in awe of our awesome God. Just be. I was trying to emphasize the importance of allowing ourselves to be overwhelmed by God. Like Daniel and the apostles on the mountain of the transfiguration, sometimes, and I'm not saying all the time, sometimes, just sometimes, we have to learn to set our sins aside. Don't worry about it. It's in the past. Set it aside. Set aside trying to be good. Set aside trying to make it to heaven. We're all trying to make it to heaven. Sometimes just set that aside. Sometimes trying to say prayers. Sometimes it's constantly telling God about what we need and what we want and what somebody else needs, praying for the needs of others. At some point, you have to just let that all go and simply be in God's presence. I'll tell you what, it's very liberating. Try this week. Where you come before God not for anything, not because of anything, but simply because God is God. Try that this week. Second point, in this last week, I've had conversations with people who have been struggling. Parents who were going through a miscarriage. A family that experienced not one but two suicides in the family. Young people who were abused by relatives when they were children at home. Friends who have been told that they have terminal cancer. And people who have lost their job. It's harder to find this awesome God when something like this happens. My task has been to, or my ministry this week has been to somehow help these struggling people to find God in the midst of the crisis. See, sometimes we are not on the top of a mountain. Sometimes we are in the dark valley, trying to figure out life, trying to figure out, God, where are you at this moment? We've all been through those dark moments. See, when the disciples had witnessed the transfiguration, they were all afraid, and then Jesus came to them and he touched them and he said, rise and do not be afraid. And then they went down the mountain. And for me, that is very symbolic. See, Jesus didn't hang around up there and says, you guys go down, I'll see you in a little bit. That's not what Jesus said. They all went down the mountain. And for me, that's a very powerful symbol of God's presence in our lives when we are struggling. When we are struggling. As awesome as God is, God is in our midst, constantly assuring us, rise and do not be afraid. Even when we die, God assures us that it's going to be all right. See, it's when we die, then we truly experience the awesomeness of God in its totality. So the parents who were going through the miscarriage, did happen. But that baby is in God's holy presence. Even in the darkest moment, God has still assured us, rise, do not be afraid. And my third point, folks, see, God can reveal God's self to us in whatever way God wishes. God is God. God is all-powerful. God can do whatever God wishes. But if Scripture and Catholicism teach us anything, it is that God is present in the most ordinary way. So sometimes on the top of a mountain, sometimes down in the dumps, but then also in the ordinary. We are people who are finding God not necessarily all the time in the time of crisis, but sometimes just on the ordinary days of our life, ordinary moments of our lives. See, the most awesome God, and this is so beautiful about Catholicism, that we don't have to be on an emotional high all the time. We are okay to say, this is bread. And this is wine. And God is there. It's ordinary. Humble bread. Simple wine. And God is there. See, our challenge most of the time is to figure out where God is in the ordinariness of our life. So where is God in the midst of our job? When you go on Monday morning to your work, where is God? Where is God when the daily chores of our home takes the toll out of us? Where is God when we're doing laundry? Where is God when we are mowing the lawn, taking the dog out for a walk? Where is God when we are watching the game? Where is God when you're sitting with friends and talking? Where is God in the midst of our vacation? When you're having a cookout? Where is God in those ordinary moments? Folks, I'm going to bring my homily a full circle. If we do not occasionally stand, simply stand in the presence of an awesome God, if you simply don't come to God because God is God and because we are we, for no reason, just simply, if you don't do that, sometimes it's difficult to discover God in the midst of crisis. And when we find it difficult to find God in the midst of a crisis, then we find it difficult to find God in the ordinary. In other words, these three things are related. We got to do all these three things. Sometimes it's the ordinariness of our lives that takes us to God. And because we see God in the ordinary, we see God in the extraordinary and the crisis. These three things are connected. And spirituality is all about discovering God wherever we find ourselves. So I think these readings, as out of the world as they are, as out of my ordinary experience that it is, I think these readings really bring to the fore that sometimes we have to allow God to be God. But sometimes we just have to find God right here in the ordinary. We're going to do that very soon. Bread and wine. We're going to do this very soon. Bread and wine. You will hold a simple piece of bread in your hands and sip from the cup, and you are going to believe that this is the same God of the Transfiguration. People of God, say.